Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Anna, you might want to...
Yoko.
Tommy Clemens says he didn't lose his virginity until he was 25.
Damn, Tom.
What are y'all doing back then?
I was old. I was 19.
I mean, I was eight. Oh. I was barely 18.
Well, good for you, Ryan Adams.
Yeah, well, look, yeah, we're not all...
Good Lord.
We don't have dim eyes, though, to be working with, you know, to mesmerize and...
I'd like to thank Creed for getting me laid.
Oh, come on, dude. If that got you laid, you're basically a virgin.
So. Where did you lose your virginity?
Ooh, good question, Anna.
I was a senior. She was a junior.
Where? Not your
I'm
status.
Just, look, I have to be like our callers. I have to tell the story first.
Sex work. Okay.
Where did you lose your virginity? In a vagina. Who's there?
All right, sorry. Set the stage.
Yeah.
Was it on the stage because you're a thespian?
No, I was a thespian back then, but it was not on the stage. We were parked at a park.
Did she play the trumpet?
She did not, actually. No.
Okay, go ahead.
But I lost it in the back seat of my car.
What?
When I was a senior.
Oh, wow.
And what was his name?
Christina.
Tell us more about it. So you were parked at the high school?
No, it was a park down the street from my house.
Ooh, at night?
Mm-hmm.
Were you guys going steady?
We were. What kind of car was it?
It was a Chrysler Sebring convertible.
Convertible.
Did you have the top down, letting the whole world see it?
Yeah.
Nah.
Yeah.
Really?
Absolutely.
You're a goddamn weirdo, dude.
It was like 9:30, 10 o'clock at night.
How long was the whole act, first time?
I mean, if you're including the foreplay.
No. I mean,
actual
intercourse.
Like, the intercourse.
How
part
long?
Of it, probably less than 10 minutes.
Yeah.
First time.
Decent,
my first time was like 3 minutes.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
So you're impressed is what you're saying.
It was dark. I had to find it first.
Sorry. I had some jokes there that I'm glad that I refrained from.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I don't need Linda calling me tomorrow. Not on a Wednesday. It's a super short day. Anna, you were 23. How'd that work out? So let's tell us about
was the year after I turned 22.
You got deflowered. We want to hear.
Oh, Lord Jesus.
Yeah.
Did he
Thomas
love you?
Thomas isn't listening. No.
He never said he loved her. He didn't even know her name.
Not even in the process?
No, we knew each other's names. We've known each other for, I don't know, 4 or 5 months or so.
Gotcha.
And, it was in Australia.
Oh, my God.
And he was American, so.
That's weird. Yeah. You both had to go, I don't know. 7,000 miles away in order to bang it out?
Yeah, pretty much. So, he was a little bit older. He lied about his age. I later found out.
He was 61.
No, I think he was 32. He told me he was 28. Or maybe I just guessed 28 and he just didn't correct me. And then I found his passport and I'm like, well, that's older than I thought. And he's like, oh, yeah.
He took you to Pound Town. He was 28.
He was 32.
32. Damn.
Yeah, he told me he was 28.
Hell yeah.
I thought.
You got that experience, ding ding.
And that's the story. That's what's up.
Mine was a prostitute named Juanita.
Okay. Are you? Why do I believe you?
That wasn't her name. No, it was a girl I was dating, but it was at my job, and I was working at a gas station, and it was during my shift in the garage that was closed at night because I worked the overnight shift. Yeah.
Did
really?
You lock the store?
Yeah. Very sexy. Not sexy at all. Casey, what's up?
Yo, what's up, Johnny B?
Chillin'.
Dude, same. Just want to talk about how I just went to the girl who took my virginity's wedding.
What?
Cute.
You guys are like buddies now, and you were invited to the wedding? And the whole time during the wedding, you were thinking, man, I already tapped that ass, bruh.
You know it, bro, when I was 14, too.
Oh, my God, you weirdo. The husband didn't know, though, right?
Oh, he knew.
Oh, my God.
That's weird.
Yeah, that's weird that you would be there.
But it was so long ago.
I don't know how long it was.
It was 2018.
Damn. All right.
let's be real. How many girls have you gone with, Johnny B?
There's really no way of counting, dude.
That's a Pandora's box that I don't think we have time to open.
I'm Johnny B, for God's sakes. I mean, I'm
assuming
man.
That would be the same for women, too, because it's really no big deal. As long as they don't get AIDS.
I agree,
as long as they don't. That's a sound point. As long as they don't have AIDS.
Yeah. It's their vaginas. They can Hulk Hole with it if they want to.
They can have, HPV. They can have.
What's going on, Steph? Please don't bring up HPV.
As long as they don't have AIDS.
Good God, dude.
The herp, the clap. Crabs, all that stuff is fine.
Tell us all the STDs.
As long as they don't have AIDS.
Let's name off all the STDs. Right.
That's all I know off the top of my head.
Nope.
That's all the ones he's had.
Seriously, do you know all the STDs?
I may have looked out.
Who doesn't?
Let's see.
Syphilis, chlamydia, gonorrhea.
Yeah, those two.
Is there a song?
Honestly, put them to a song, yeah.
Let's see if we can... What'd you say?
Herpes.
The HIV.
Ooh. Well, this is not what I wanted at all. I like this, though.
Brittany Roscoe said she lost hers in a band room closet.
Oh, my God. What a whore. I'm just kidding.
Was it with the flute or?
Oh!
How'd that work?
Yeah. Tommy Clemens says he lasted 4 hours his first time in a hotel room with a Hawaiian girl.
4 hours?
Johnny.
Yeah, real.
Johnny, Bobani, Banana, Fana, Fofani.
Let's play the STD game. You ready?
Yeah.
Katie.
Let's. Calm down.
I only know like six.
Really?
Katie.
Hold on. We gotta do this the right way.
Come on, everybody.
It's gross.
I say now, let's play a game.
You don't like this song?
You betcha I can make a run.
What is this? The name game, dude.
I mean, I know it's the name game, but I thought there was gonna be okay.
You're gonna find a song.
Well, this is a reference point.
Okay.
This is gonna give you an idea of what we're doing. Can you handle that?
I think I can.
And then I say Bo out of
the
say the name.
See? Alright, you got the idea. Alright, we got this. Shut up, Rod.
I think she's going to shut up.
No, she's going to shut up. We're going to do our very own name game. We're going to make it sound good. The STD name game.
Mm.
Let's see how many we can name. And, of course, and do it in the style of the name game. I'm ready for this. Are you ready for this?
Yeah.
All right. The name game. Oh, it's all about STDs, those guys. Are you ready?
All right.
All right, guys. Let's try AIDS. AIDS, babades, babana, bana, mommades, fee, five, obades, AIDS. No. That's how it works.
It's going to be hard with her. All right.
You got this.
Crab, babs, obabs, babana, bam, obabs, fee, my, obabs.
Crabs. There you go. Right, Adams. Play the STD name game.
Herpes, herpes, bo, burpees, banana, fana, faux, furpees, me, my, mo, merpees, herpes.
Okay, that's not bad. Are you ready? Ready? Let's try genital awards. Genital awards, I'm a board, some fana, fana, my mords, pee, pie, bo, boards, genital awards. Yeah! Come on, Anna, you got this.
Gonorrhea, bovina, 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 bovina.
Oh, Velveeta.
Gonorrhea.
Make gonorrhea sound
good.
Go
ahead, Ryan Adams. You got this. Yeah.
Clap, clap, bo-bap, banana, fana, fo-fap.
Oh,
me, my, mo-map.
Oh, no.
Clap.
Oh, my God. Oh, it's getting good now. It's getting juicy like pus. Ready? Here we go. All right. Let's try chlamydia. Many, many, the bidias, pana, pana, papidia, fee, fi, fugidia, chlamydia.
The clap is chlamydia.
I know. I thought
syphilis, bovibulus, and a million, bovibulus, fee, fi, bovibulus.
No, you did.
Syphilis.
Okay, all right, that's not bad, is it? Ryan Adams? Are you out of them?
No, I got a list in front of me now.
Okay, all right, let's see it. Let's go.
Hep, bo, bep, banana, fan, bo, fep, me, my, mo, mep.
Not bad.
Hep.
Yeah. It's the STD name game.
You got one more round in us?
Oh, man, I got plenty. You ready? Oh, this is good. Trichomoniasis, mimosis, pana, pana, poposis, fee, fi, phimosis, trichomoniasis.
I can't wait for my next one.
Oh, man.
Don't steal mine, Anna. Don't steal mine, Anna.
No, no, it's good.
Autism, Boba, autism.
No! No!
Oh, that's that one?
No! No!
Oh, I'm sorry. My bad.
We're fired.
I'm sorry. This is the wrong list. Wrong. I was looking at vaccinations. I'm so sorry. Hold on. Stand by.
I can't. I'm not pee-pee.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.